no.
Thank you so much.
Pay like $1 million.
Shout out TMZ, you up?
Let me check out that rig.
TMZ stands for the Mayweather Zone.
How'd you find me, bro? I got my disguise on.
I love my TMZ family. My sports.
Welcome to TMZ Sports. I'm Mike Babcock with my guy, as always, Mojo Mutati. Mojo, we're going to start with absolutely blockbuster news coming out of the NBA. 24-year-old Toronto Raptors player Jonte Porter has been banned forever, Mojo, for life from the NBA because he is accused of actually betting on sports, Mojo, but not just any sport. Betting on the NBA and actually betting on his Toronto Raptors team to lose. And yes, it is every bit as bad as it sounds. It is up there with any of those huge betting scandals from the last 100-plus years. Go back to 1919 with the Black Sox scandal. Pete Rose. I mean, Mojo, this is absolutely awful, and it hits at the very integrity of the NBA. So let's get to some of what the association released today, Mojo. They put out a very lengthy statement. I want to read some of it to you here because the details here are just absolutely mind-blowing. The NBA announced today that Jonte Porter, a two-way player recently under contract with the Toronto Raptors, has been banned from the NBA. A league investigation found that Porter violated league rules by disclosing confidential information to sports bettors, limiting his own participation in one or more games for betting purposes and betting on NBA games. They continued, Mojo. The league's investigation found that prior to the Raptors' March 20th game, Porter disclosed confidential information about his own health status to an individual who he knew to be an NBA bettor. Another individual with whom Porter associated and knew to be an NBA bettor subsequently placed an $80,000 parlay prop bet with an online sportsbook that would have paid $1.1 million, wagering that Porter would underperform. They say that he placed bets on at least 13 NBA games using a buddy's online betting account. They say those bets range from only $15, Mojo, to up to $22,000. Total betting a total of $54,000. They say that he placed parlay bets, including three bets that the Raptors would lose. Mojo, it goes on and on, but I mean, the guy's done. The guy made $2.4 million in NBA salary and was at least a decent player who had prospects of playing in the league for some time here. He would have stood to make millions and millions of dollars more. I mean, this just seems like pure addiction to me, Mojo. Why are you betting $15? You cannot bet. You're not allowed to bet if you're an NBA player, let alone betting on your team to lose. My mind is blown.
What a disaster. Unprecedented is right. Done. Yep. Banned for life. Life. That's it. Never will play in the NBA again. And only 24 years old. I mean, making $2.4 million. I'll tell you right now, for a guy that young, that is not retirement money. This man is going to have to continue to work again. Yep. Just what a dumb thing. I mean, look, I can understand wanting to search for maybe additional income. Right. Yes, $2.4 million isn't enough to retire off of. So if you can find little extra paydays, $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 here, that goes a very long way for a player in his shoes, but not at the expense of your entire career. What a mistake. I mean, obviously a lot of charges and allegations here. One in particular, I don't love, I'll admit. We're always injured. We're always getting sick when you're a pro athlete. Disclosing that information to the public, that becomes a sticky thing. What if you're banged up and you hire a massage therapist, an acupuncture? Is, you know, like any kind of professional to work on you. Maybe you just have buddies over and you're having a beer and they can see and ask you questions about your injury. What's to stop any of those people from going out and betting and using that information?
No, and Mojo, that's a good point. And that's why leagues obviously have these injury lists where they're made to disclose how a player is physically. I think the implication here, and you do have to read but between the lines a little bit, I think the NBA is saying that Hey, Porter was probably okay. Had someone make a massive bet on him not living up to whatever the bet was. Maybe the bet was Porter would play 5 minutes that night, or he'd score 3 points, or I don't know exactly what the exact bet was, but that's the impression that I get, Mojo, that there was this prop bet, and that he then intentionally forced himself or took himself out of the game so that massive prop bet would hit. That's the impression that I get, but you're right. The NBA did not exactly spell that out to a T.
Yeah, that is the only sticky clause to me. The rest of this is as black and white as it gets. Betting on your own team to lose, that should never happen. Giving yourself an incentive to play worse, to cost your team a game, that is just despicable behavior for guys that give their life to the game. You can't ever have that. I mean, on the contrary, if you want to bet on your team to win, I know you can't necessarily do that either, but I would have no problem with that. Yeah. I'd almost respect that.
Mojo, it's
way,
true. And that was always the thing. You know, Pete Rose, the bottom line and the thing that Pete could always say was, I never bet against my team. The thing we heard last week or a few weeks ago with Ipe Mizuharu and Shohei Ohtani, it was Ipe never bet on baseball. So even when guys are in the wrong and they're betting, at least they've always said, hey, I didn't bet against my guys, or I didn't even bet on my sport. But you can't even say any of that with Porter. It's the worst case scenario across the board. Caitlin Clark being welcomed, a very warm welcome by the Indiana Fever organization. We know earlier in the week she was drafted in Brooklyn, and that's where the draft was held. And obviously she finally touches down in Indiana, where she is instantly not just the biggest star that organization's ever seen, but the biggest star that the WNBA has ever seen. Now, Mojo, the question that a lot of people have asked amidst these incredible ratings that the Women's College Basketball NCAA March Madness tournament had done, we know 18 plus million viewers watched the women's final, 4 million more than watched the men. Question was, would that momentum and the viewership carry over into the professional ranks? Well, we don't know exactly the answer to that question yet, because let's face it, Caitlin has not played in a WNBA game, but we have got our first piece of evidence that the answer to that question is a resounding yes, Mojo, because the WNBA draft absolutely obliterated, ratings-wise, anything that had ever come before it as far as the WNBA draft goes. Mojo, get this. The draft was watched by 2.45 million people and actually peaked at near 3.1 million viewers. The previous high, you got to go back 2 decades, 20 years to 2004, when Diana Taurasi, of course, was a superstar from UConn. She was drafted number one overall by the Phoenix Mercury. That did 600,000 viewers, Mojo. So 6, 12, 18, 24, you're looking at a good 4X, four times that number with Caitlin Clark. It's remarkable, Mojo. She's a ratings magnet.
Man, dude, this just gets me so hyped up. The fact that the WNBA has a star of this caliber, oh my goodness. I mean, we talked about it yesterday extensively. This does so much for the sport, for the women as a whole, for little girls around the country that want to grow up. I mean, it's almost signaling that going to the WNBA is a financially viable option over taking up other careers, you know?
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to maybe stop playing ball to earn the money that you want to later in life. Yeah. That's just one side of this. This is just awesome. I mean, ratings, my goodness, 4X. Over the old record that was 2 decades ago? I mean, I'm going to say that one more time. You already said it. I'm going to say 4X over the old record that was 2 decades ago. Yeah. I mean, that is ridiculous. She is just breaking every single record in the book, and I don't see this slowing down. That's why this is so exciting. I mean, Caitlin Clark hasn't had a second to rest herself. I'm trying to decide if this new white jacket look is her new signature and staple, or if she just hasn't had time to rest since the draft and it's the same jacket. I don't know. When you're a star like this, you kind of need your own gimmick. Either way, I love all of it.
Yeah, Mojo, she is absolutely killing it. Now, I think of her almost as a LeBron James-like person. And you remember when LeBron was in high school, his games were on ESPN, St. Vincent, St. Mary's in Akron, Ohio. It was a huge deal. LeBron was on the cover of the Sports Illustrated magazine. I mean, he was an absolute star. The reality with Caitlin Clark, we didn't even know about her in high school. So what kind of player was she back in the day as a teenager? Well, Mojo, we actually had a chance to talk to a woman named Kristen Meyer, Coach Kristen Meyer, that is. She actually was Caitlin's coach at Dowling Catholic High School, small Catholic high school in Des Moines, Iowa, Mojo, from 2016 to 2020. We recently talked to Coach and we asked her, could you have imagined that she'd be this kind of player, Coach? Here's Kristen Meyer.
Well, first of all, I always think of Caitlin as just being a fun person to be around. She's always got a smile on her face. She loves the game, loves, you know, being around her teammates. So that's probably number one, just the joy that she brings to a room or a gym. As far as the basketball itself, I got to say, I learned a lot about coaching and about basketball from her. You know, she's the type of player that sees so much and has such a high basketball IQ that I could give her more freedom. And so it was fun just having basketball conversations with her. What did you see? You know, what do we think? What do you think we should run? How can we work on this? Those types of things. She's always been passionate. Sometimes that would walk the line of emotional. But she's one of those players that you can see exactly how she's feeling, and she brings energy to a room and to a gym. And I really enjoyed coaching her for 4 years.
It's funny, Mojo, to hear Coach talk about the passion, because she always seemed like a very cool, calm, and collected player to me at Iowa. So perhaps that's something over the years that's changed. She was a bit more fiery, emotional as a kid. Now she's an adult and she's an assassin. And she, again, is the biggest star that we have ever seen in the WNBA. And I'm very excited to see what this season brings as far as fan attendance and ratings go. The best part is we don't have to wait very long. In just a couple of weeks, the WNBA season gets started. When TMZ Sports returns, Ryan Garcia blasts the New York Mets, says he was supposed to throw out the first pitch, but the team pulled the plug at the last minute. So, what was the explanation? We'll tell you next on TMZ Sports.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Macy's, Adidas, and Walmart, and even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. So download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten. R-A-K-U-T-E-N.
The Mets just wasted 3 hours of our life to say at the end, we can't throw the pitch for whatever reason. There was no reason.
There was no reason.
And they kicked us out for no reason. So everybody, I'm personally going to say, F the Mets. Don't ever go to a F Mets game again. F the Mets.
Welcome back to TMZ Sports. Mike and Mojo, meet the Mets. That was Ryan Garcia yesterday in Queens, New York. Not a very happy camper as he left the New York Mets game, where Mojo, he was supposed to, along with Devin Haney, throw out the ceremonial first pitch. You know, like, same deal, obviously, as we had talked about Rob Gronkowski doing earlier in the week in Boston. They allowed Rob to do it. They did not, however, allow Ryan. He's practicing outside. I don't know the pitch would have went very well with that form. Mojo, the question is, you know, why did this happen? Well, here's what we have. It was reportedly because the Mets were worried after what had happened earlier at the Empire State Building, where we talked about this yesterday, Mojo, where Devin pushed Ryan in the neck. Obviously, it got heated up there atop the Empire State Building. The New York Mets were worried that there might be some sort of violent on-field incident. Now, Personally, I think that would be great. In just 3 days, these men are actually going to fight each other in a stadium. People could pay a lot of money. It would have been nice thing for the Mets fans to see a free fight between these two superstar fighters. Only have one loss between them. Anyway, nonetheless, Mojo, Ryan Garcia is not going to be wearing a Mets jersey anytime soon, I don't think.
Babcock, Ryan Garcia loves the headlines. He strives from as many headlines as possible. The New York Mets clearly do not. They want no part of this.
Yeah.
I think this was a mistake. I mean, look, it's a family, wholesome environment, so I certainly understand that part, and I certainly don't want to support violence outside of the ring, of course, but I think this would have been great for PR. I think this would have been a lot of fun. I think this could have created some viral moments for everybody, which also helps you out if you're the Mets organization. Yeah. I mean, you got tons of security there. Maybe utilize a few more of those guys if you need to prevent anything too crazy from happening. So I think this was a missed opportunity. I still understand why, but they ruined our fun. I don't appreciate
they did.
That, Babcock. You know how much I like fun.
Yeah, we love fun. My question would be, if the Mets were worried, and I think it's a decent concern, those guys, honestly, like we just said yesterday, they don't like each other. I don't think it's fake. I don't think it's manufactured for the fight. I think they actually hate each other's guts, Mojo. As a matter of fact, and we probably hear from him tomorrow, but I had a conversation with Devin Haney's dad, who also happens to be his trainer, and some very, very incredibly harsh words for Ryan Garcia and just what Devin plans to actually do to Ryan. Maybe we hear from Bill tomorrow. But nonetheless, bottom line is they dislike each other. I just don't know why the Mets didn't call them before then and say, hey, look, guys, we're going to, change of plans. We're not going to have you throw out the pitch today. Maybe we'll get you sometime in the future. Rather than making these guys who might have to cut weight and who have to fight each other in 3 days as on edge as they possibly are now, because it's hard to go out there in your little shorts in front of 20,000 people in the stadium and all these millions watching and actually fight another man. It's not easy. It takes a lot of courage. I just think they should have probably told them, hey, guys, we'll do it another time. Don't try those. Mojo, this is one of my favorite stories of the day. Jim Harbaugh, of course, in January, signed a 5-year, $16 million contract to coach the Los Angeles Chargers. Of course, this coming after 9 seasons, he delivered a national championship to his alma mater, Michigan. So, Mojo, this is great because Jim Harbaugh, obviously, is moving across the country from Michigan. So he recently has a garage sale. He gets in an RV, Mojo. He drives across the country. That's crazy on its face because he's Jim Harbaugh. Mojo, he's not living at, like, the Ritz or some big fancy home. No, not yet, at least. He's staying in an RV park. In an RV himself. Yeah, that's exactly what he's doing, and that's where he's living until his family can get out here and join him. The LA Chargers, they actually put together a really funny and really cool video documenting where Coach is living. Jim Harbaugh meeting the neighbors. Take a look.
Are you guys part of the team or what?
Yeah, I am. We all are.
Nice.
Yeah, and I'm coaching for him.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. Yeah, I've been staying here. We're in Huntington Beach at the Waterfront RV Park. This is my Quantum Thor motor coach. Been staying here for the last 2 months. You can see how close we are. I mean, it's literally the beach right there, right across the street, Pacific Coast Highway. It's done me right. Just got all the way out here from Michigan. Made some good trips to UP and Michigan, pictured rocks and Mackinac Island, been to Gettysburg, Baltimore, Kansas City, but by far this has been the longest, and it's been a great trip. I can speak for this has been a help.
Yeah.
To winning, to working, and
no question.
Been good for my mental health.
Yeah, me too.
Sea breeze and
big time.
It's been a plus.
Yep. We know this. I mean, I think we would agree on this. Winning in football, is there anything like it?
It's cured more ills than penicillin.
I love it, Mojo. I love the other neighbors. Like, oh, you work for the Chargers? What do you do? Oh, just a coach. You're the head coach of the Chargers. You're Jim Harbaugh.
Babcock, you had me at RV. You lost me at RV Park. At first, I was like, all right, you know what? His family's not here. Of course, they wouldn't stand for this. Why should they?
No.
But he's here. He's hungry. He's dialed in. He got an RV. He parked it in the parking lot of the training facility. He's just there at all times. He refuses to leave. I mean, obviously, maybe doesn't want to stay in the building, understandably so, but he's in the parking lot. But no, that's not what it is. He's in the RV park. Who knows how far away that is from the facility, what his commute is looking like. So now it's just like, why don't you get a hotel? Why don't you rent a place? Let the team put you up. I don't know what's going on here. I mean, the RV thing is kind of funny. I mean, I guess being on the beach is pretty sweet. Maybe that's why he's doing it, but I'm sure they have homes or condos or
they
rentals
do have,
on
they
the beach
They do have
as
beach
well.
Homes. They do.
I'm
and he can afford
sure
it, probably.
Words have been used together, so I don't understand the RV park, just the RV.
I do wonder if he takes his home, his RV, to work with him, or if he has like a side vehicle that he might take. I don't know. Lots and lots of questions.
He has a home RV and a travel RV. He's just an RV guy, start to finish.
I love this. We'll see. I think he should stay there all season. I don't think his wife's going to go for that, Mojo. But yeah, stay tuned on that. We will follow the Jim Harbaugh RV story, Mojo. If for now, we've got to go. We got a big story tomorrow. A bunch of big stories, videos, all of it, Mojo.
Shouldn't be hard to top RV park tomorrow, Babcock. So that will make it the best show since day.